Welcome to the Path of Life podcast. Path of Life is brought to you from Yeshiva Yeshra'al.
Today's podcast is entitled Basic Training, podcast number 2. Welcome to the Path of Life podcast. Though this is billed as podcast number 2, it's really the first podcast, as the other one was just a brief introduction, really. So, this podcast is entitled Basic Training. Now, get your boots on, fall in outside on the parade square, and let's begin. Do you know that you are a one-off, a unique individual? Every human is unique. An individual creation that cannot be duplicated. Every human is irreplaceable. Each human, from a spiritual standpoint and from the intricate makeup of their soul, is a tiny part of the Creator. Any scientist will tell you that every snowflake, any crystal, is individual. No snowflake resembles another snowflake, and no crystal resembles another crystal. Snowflakes and crystals are far simpler than an intricate human being, which is the pinnacle of creation. The human being is on the highest level of creation and is made up of a spiritual part, the soul, and a physical part, the body. Each person is a distinct collection of certain qualities and aptitudes that enable that person to do a distinct, special task in this world that no one else can do. Bearing that in mind, Yahuwah, the Creator, leads each person down his or her own distinct path of life, tailor-made to facilitate that person's soul healing and the development and acquisition of those particular tools, skills, experience and aptitudes that he or she will need to do their job effectively. Let's look at this in practical terms. Take a soldier for example. When a soldier joins the army, he has to do basic training, and that's designed to help that soldier to learn to perform his future tasks. You can't just give him a uniform and a weapon and expect him to do his job effectively. No way. That will just lead to his demise. He will fail on the battlefield, and he will almost certainly be killed. Yah forbid. The soldier has to learn discipline and proper conduct. He has to learn how to use the equipment given to him to do his job. He has to become an expert. His life is dependent on it. He has to become fit for purpose and has to develop strength of body and character to be an effective and valuable asset to his role as a defender of his nation and its citizens. He doesn't complain when he's faced with a grueling assault course filled with all kinds of obstacles, some relatively easy, others extremely hard. He doesn't complain when he has to spend endless hours on a shooting range to perfect his shot. He's happy to get up at silly o'clock in the morning and go out on a painful 5-mile run before breakfast. He knows that these things are for his ultimate best, to make him the best that he can be, so that he can fulfill his purpose. And these are just a few of the things that a soldier has to learn and keep on learning if he's going to remain fit for purpose. By the same token, Yahuwah tailors a unique path of life for each and every one of us, and he gives us the experience we need to do our jobs. Every trial and tribulation and ordeal is just another stepping stone to strengthen us and to help us reach our goal successfully. When we look at developing strength, look at how a weightlifter works out in a gym. How does he develop strength and muscle? With pressure. By lifting difficult weights with excruciating workouts. It's no good him sitting in front of a television with a burger in one hand and a beer in the other, sitting in an easy chair and expecting to develop muscle. No, he develops muscle tone and mass and makes gain and learns to lift more weight by excruciating difficult workouts and intense physical training. There's a lot of truth in the old adage, no pain, no gain. There's no room for us to question and complain when things get difficult or don't go our way, because we know that everything in our lives is a tailor-made path of life that Yahuwah designs for each one of us. And everything is like a training program so that we can do our jobs successfully. Our job is to get to know Yahuwah, to achieve our soul healing and correction, and to do our mission on this earth, the mission that we were sent down here to do. So we realize that Yahuwah is training us for success in our mission, so there's no room at all for sadness or despair. Our father Abraham had complete and true belief in the one Elohim. This complete and true belief, or Amuna in the Ibrit or Hebrew, is the most important contribution to humanity in all of history. The book of Bereshit, Genesis, tells us about our forefather Abraham and other accounts in the Torah regarding our forefathers. They're all centered on one theme, the complete and true belief in Yahuwah. Now, Abraham was sitting in the entrance to his tent on a scorching hot day, just 3 days after his oath of cutting of the foreskin, at the age of 99. Yahuwah made the day extremely hot so that there would be no nomads wandering around the desert, because Abraham loved to have guests, and he needed to rest and heal. But Abraham was sorry that he had no guests, because he was the epitome of loving kindness. He loved to have guests so that he could fulfill his mission in life, which was to tell people about the one true Elohim and how they could solve all of life's problems and questions with one universal answer. And that is a firm belief in a single, supreme, omniscient, benevolent, spiritual, supernatural, and all-powerful creator of the universe, who alone cares for each of us in a unique, tailor-made fashion, according to our own individual needs. Now, Abraham was suffering the terrible pain of his cutting of the oath at 99 years old, but he was more pained because he couldn't serve Yahuwah, because he had no guests. So Yahuwah sent 3 messengers dressed as desert nomads so that Abraham could give them hospitality and talk to them about belief in Yahuwah. The greatest praise of Abraham, although he suffered great pains and setbacks, excruciating ordeals and huge trials and tests of his belief, the greatest praise was that he taught his offspring the universal answer, the pure, firm belief in Yahuwah. He was the prime example of pure belief in Yahuwah. We have a duty to spread this message of simple, pure belief to the four corners of the earth. That's why we here at Yeshiva Yashra'al are doing the Path of Life project, to help spread the message far and wide. Redemption is dependent on the spreading of this belief to all people, everywhere, to every people and every nation. We're not trying to convert or recruit people into yet another religion. We're just sharing the knowledge of Yahuwah and to disconnect people from idol worship, just like our forefather Abraham did, and to connect them to Yahuwah. We pray for the day when idolatry is wiped off the face of the earth, a day when Yahuwah will reign over all people. Yahuwah could force people to be subservient to him, but he doesn't want to force people. Yahuwah wants to give people free choice. So we wait for the day when all the nations of the earth will put away their foolishness, their worship of idols and sacred cows and all types of silly things and evil ways, and willfully accept the yoke of Yahuwah's rule. Belief in Yahuwah is the number one element required for the health of the human soul. Now, everything in spirituality has a corresponding physical law, because the physical world is designed according to the template of the spiritual world. In the physical, if the body doesn't get the required nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that it needs, the body will get sick. Likewise, if the soul doesn't get what it needs, the soul will get sick. The simple, firm belief in Yahuwah is what the soul needs to gain spiritual health and well-being. If we put bad things into our own bodies, like the chemicals in processed foods, smoking, junk food, some call it fast food. Yeah, a fast way to poor health. If we put these things into our bodies get sick. Cigarette packets carry a government health warning on the packet because they are bad for the health of the body. It's a shame that the media don't carry a government health warning on newspapers, televisions and the like, warning that they are dangerous for the soul. The firm belief in Yahuwah is the biggest spiritual vitamin that the soul needs to live every day, because without belief in Yahuwah, the soul suffers every imaginable emotional ill. When the soul suffers, it manifests itself in emotional difficulties. Any depression, any sadness, anxiety, stress, they all stem back to the one core problem, a lack of belief in Yahuwah. So if a person would simply believe in Yahuwah, it would solve all these problems. Drugs and pills will never cure those problems. They only mask and give a temporary ease, a feeling of comfort, but it's not a solution to the problem. One can completely rid oneself of the problem and find a complete cure by giving the soul the needed spiritual vitamin, which is the pure, simple, and complete belief and trust in the one Creator and Sustainer. Belief in Yahuwah brings life to a person's soul, which, in turn, can turn this world into a world of bliss, and it can turn a bad job into a successful career. It can turn a relationship into a wonderful marriage. It's amazing how the simple but firm belief in Yahuwah is the master cure for almost any emotional ill, any difficult situation. Yahuwah's greatest gratification is when we believe in Him and turn to Him with complete belief. Then He gives us the conditions and the path of life that He has designed for us, that is conducive to believing in Him and conducive to turning to Him in complete belief, because Yahuwah knows that when we get complete belief, we get His light, and His light will benefit us more than anything in the world. This light is also the light unto the nations, and that is our mission in life, to spread the light of belief in Yahuwah in the world, wherever we live, our surroundings, our family, our greater surroundings, wherever we have influence. The core belief, the manifestation of belief in Yahuwah, is when we are satisfied with our life. That's the litmus test. The worst transgression of Torah is when we're not satisfied with our lot in life. Because when a person is not satisfied with their lot in life, they are basically saying that they're not happy with the way Yahuwah is running the world, in general and in their life in particular. Now, such disgruntlement leads a person to all sorts of lies and false paths and false ideologies, and it stunts their growth. In fact, disgruntlement caused digression. Sadness, depression, disappointment, disgruntlement stops progress. But there's no such thing in spirituality as standing still. We're either progressing or falling behind. So a disgruntled person recedes as opposed to progressing. as though he's stuck in reverse gear. No, Yahuwah sees our path in life. He sees all the difficulties we're facing. Yahuwah knows that you want to get close to him and that your wife doesn't. Yahuwah knows that the wife wants to keep Shabbat and dress modestly and her husband doesn't. Yahuwah knows your path in life. People make the mistake. People say, Yahuwah isn't giving me the conditions where I could serve him. They ask, if Yahuwah wants me to serve him, why would he give me a wife who doesn't want to repent? Why does he give me a husband who doesn't want to cooperate in my spiritual progress? Yahuwah knows the very best path for you to take. He knows that these difficulties in life are going to bring you to your soul healing and correction. Yahuwah wants you to be the person to spread belief to your spouse. It's not an easy task, but who said that soul healing and correction was an easy task? By being a model husband or a model wife and having an influence on your spouse and getting them close to Yahuwah, not only are you healing and correcting yourself, you are healing and correcting the whole world, because this may be the very purpose that you were put on this planet, to help your spouse get closer to Yahuwah. When people don't subjugate themselves in humility to Yahuwah's rule and they think that they can plan the world better than Yahuwah can, sometimes they make their own decisions, which end in major difficulties. They end up wasting time, running after others to help them, doctors and psychiatrists and lawyers, and all to no avail. The reason is simple. Because when you take the advice of someone who hasn't got a strong relationship and belief in Yahuwah, you're dealing with people who are on the level of nature. And we certainly don't want to fall into the hands of nature, because nature is cruel. Above nature, we come under the rule of Yahuwah's compassion. Yahuwah often hides his compassion in this world. If a person thinks they can make a better decision than Yahuwah, or they can run the world better than Yahuwah, he'll say, okay, go on then, try, see how well you do. If you think you know better than me, go right ahead. Yahuwah lets them do it, but then they're doing it alone. And the worst curse in the world is trying to do something without Yahuwah's loving help. When we develop our complete belief in Yahuwah, we know that He is with us all the time. So how do we keep from making mistakes in this life? The first thing is to realize that we don't know anything, and that we don't understand anything. So we have to appeal to Yahuwah in personal prayer, because Yahuwah knows everything. Yahuwah is omniscient, and He knows what's best for us. So we use personal prayer to admit to Yahuwah that we don't know a thing, and we don't understand anything, and we ask Yahuwah to lead us on our own path of life, because we know nothing. We need to turn to our loving Father and ask Him to make the decision for us, and then we do what He wants us to do. Ask Him to show us the proper path to take, so we will know what to do. We have to ask Yahuwah constantly to help us. Then, once we put aside our own butt judgment and inflated egos and nullify ourselves to Yahuwah, that will become a vessel worthy of receiving Yahuwah's light. Yahuwah is then able to illuminate our souls and lead us on the path to happiness, because if our souls are full of filth and newspapers, television, violence, lewdness, arrogance, then there's no room for Yah's light. Now, being satisfied with your lot in life does not mean that we are not constantly trying to improve, to pray better, to learn better, to get closer to Yahuwah. But what we have at this moment in time, that we are happy with and satisfied with everything that Yahuwah has given us. Even the difficulties in life, the easy part, the hard part, whatever Yahuwah gives us, because we know with complete belief that everything Yahuwah is doing is tailor-made for the benefit of our souls, for our soul healing and correction, for our mission on this earth. So even when things aren't going our way, we're still happy because Yahuwah knows what He's doing. Even when we have difficulties, even when we seem to be failing, nothing's going right, we mustn't persecute ourselves. We're not a failure. We're doing exactly what Yahuwah wants. Just as our successes are not down to our own aptitudes and abilities, they are favors from Yahuwah. When we have difficulties or ordeals and we're not succeeding, it's Yahuwah's decree. We can know that our difficulties in life are simply cobblestones in our path of life that Yahuwah designates for us. If life is not going our way, that's great. If we're having severe trials and tribulations, that's wonderful. Because troubles in life are a sign that Yahuwah loves us and that Yahuwah is personally handling our affairs. So if you fail, that's good. Western society says it's no good, but according to the spiritual realm, if we fail, that's brilliant. It's a part of our growth. Every weightlifter lifts a weight until he fails. He can't lift any more weight, so he has to work harder until he can, building up to when he can pick up that weight. So without failure every now and then, we wouldn't gain. So failure is a temporary setback. It's a gift from Yahuwah. No genuine path of life that leads to happiness and success is ever devoid of failure. We cannot learn truth without failure. People who are highly successful get confused and disorientated. They get egotistic because they think they are responsible for their own success. Imagine you had an income of, say, $200,000 a year. You had a comfortable marriage, successful children, no problems in life. Would you seek Yahuwah? You would think you don't need Yahuwah. You'd think that you're untouchable. When we have difficulties and when things aren't going the way we want them to, then we are moved to call on Yahuwah. That's the path of truth. That's being on the path of truth. If a person can't thank Yahuwah through their shortcomings and failures, the difficulties, the trials, the tribulations, then they can't get close to Yahuwah. The most important thing a person has to learn and implement in life is to be satisfied with their lot in life and to thank Yahuwah for the particular path in life that He has designed for them. And that includes everything, the good times, the less good times, the easy, the difficult. That's truth. When we thank Yahuwah for everything and accept everything with happiness, that is being satisfied with our lot in life. When we can attain this spiritual plateau of being satisfied with what we have, then we will begin to see miracles in our life. When we are truly happy with our lives, we give a favor to another person and it will come to fruition. We can take someone with a terminal illness and give them a favor that they'll get better and we'll see they'll get better. We should learn this principle over and over and internalize it, that everything in life comes from Yahuwah and that everything Yahuwah does is for the absolute and ultimate best. With such a treasure of knowledge, anyone can be happy with their lot in life. The most important prayer during times of difficulty is to ask Yahuwah for pure belief, to help us put off our ego and put our feeble brain aside, help us feel that we are completely in His hands. There is no better feeling than being with Yahuwah, like a little child safely in their parents' arms. It's the greatest, most wonderful feeling of satisfaction and security that we can have, being with Yahuwah. When we are on this path of life, there is no room for despair. We can be happy with our lot in life and be satisfied with what we have, or we can chase after restaurants that we don't need, after Chinese food that's full of MSGs and chemicals, after processed foods that are full of poisons, that poison our bodies and our souls, and look at all kinds of rubbish that poison our brains, television, DVDs, things that destroy our bodies and murder our souls. Only a few generations ago, people lived simply. They walked from place to place, they'd eat a piece of stone ground whole wheat bread, drink a glass of well water, and if they could, they'd have a spoonful of olive oil. They had simple diets, simple belief and trust, and there were a lot less heart attacks, a lot less strokes, a lot less ulcers, and cancer was hardly heard of. So being happy with our lives, no matter what Yahuwah gives us, we're happy. And remember, never blame yourself for difficulties, saying I should have done this or that. No, because you did exactly what Yahuwah wanted you to do. Blaming ourselves for difficulties is tantamount to heresy. Yahuwah lets us transgress to show us that we need to repent. Because if we have real belief in Yahuwah and we cling to Yahuwah, He will guard us from the transgression. So when we transgress, it's Yahuwah doing it, because He is showing us that we need to repent. We need to strengthen our belief, because with repentance and belief, we would have avoided the transgression. So don't be discouraged. If you commit a transgression, don't fall into depression. Repent. Get closer to Yahuwah. Confess it to Him. Show Him that you're sorry. Ask Him to forgive you and resolve to never do it again. That's repentance. Then, forget it. It's gone. The slate is clean and we're ready to receive His marvelous light. Belief in Yahuwah is the dearest asset that we can have in this world, so don't give up. With patience, each of us will merit our eventual redemption and our personal relationship with Yahuwah. We'll feel Yahuwah's eternal light illuminating our souls, so don't let anything discourage you. Be happy with your lot in life, with the knowledge that Yahuwah is leading you on your personal, tailor-made path of life, designed for you to fulfill your task and your mission on this earth. Shalom. May the peace of Yah be with you all.
You have been listening to Path of Life from Yeshiva Yashra'al. Visit us on Facebook, where you can like our page, leave a comment, or ask a question. Our Facebook page is not monitored daily, but have a little patience and someone will get back to you soon. Thank you for listening.
Yeshiva Yashra'al. Find your path to life.